With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib is defending a pro-Palestinian video posted over the weekend that is considered offensive to the Jewish community. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The video Representative Tlaib posted includes a clip of demonstrators chanting "From the River to the Sea," which some Jewish groups say is a call to dismantle the State of Israel. Palestinian activists say the chant is a call for freedom and equal rights. Tlaib says her critics should focus less on the words she used than on saving civilian lives in the Middle East. In a statement sent to the AP, Tlaib says those attacking and distorting the words of the only Palestinian-American voice in Congress should listen to their constituents and call for a ceasefire to save innocent lives. I'm Norman Hall.
Meanwhile, Israeli forces have severed northern Gaza from the rest of the besieged territory and pounded it with intense airstrikes overnight, setting the stage for an expected push into the dense confines of Gaza City in an even bloodier phase of the month-old war. Former President Trump lashed out in a New York courtroom today as he testified in the civil business fraud case against him. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On the witness stand, a defiant Trump complained of unfair treatment, claimed that the judge was biased against him, and called the state attorney general who brought the case a political hack. At one point, the judge urged lawyers to control Trump, saying, "This is not a political rally, this is a courtroom." The former president boasted about his wealth and denied that he had deceived banks and insurers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 34 points, the Nasdaq rising by 40, with the S&P 500 index advancing 7 points, oil up to $80.82 a barrel. This is SRN News. Operation Christmas Child is in full swing, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The annual effort by Samaritan's Purse to bring the gospel and some holiday cheer to poor kids around the world is counting down to National Collection Week. Beginning November 13th, Christians are urged to bring shoeboxes full of small gifts to designated churches in their communities, which will package them and send them to Samaritan's Purse. The ministry delivers millions every year and is looking to set a new record this time. Details at SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One interesting side note about the Texas Rangers, who just won the World Series. They are the only Major League Baseball team that doesn't host a gay pride night at the ballpark. Team officials say our commitment is to make everyone feel welcome and included in Rangers baseball. Arlington, which is where the Rangers are based, is one of the more conservative cities in a conservative state. This is SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments this week that challenge a law that prohibits people facing domestic violence restraining orders from having guns. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The challenge to the 1994 law is the first one involving guns to reach the justices since their landmark decision last year that expanded gun rights. The gun violence prevention group Brady says that the law has blocked nearly 77,800 firearm sales over the last 25 years. Challenging the law is Zaki Rahimi, a Texas man whose case reached the high court after prosecutors appealed a ruling that threw out his conviction for possessing guns while subject to a restraining order. Donna Warder, Washington.
70 women a month on average are shot and killed by intimate partners. That according to the gun control group Every Town for Gun Safety. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.